Kerevos Shalom to all. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're having a shiur today and Wednesday. Then we'll wish everyone a good yor. And then Tov Shinayin Vav, on Tzom Gedalia. We'll have Wednesday Tzom Gedalia. We'll start 9:30 just officially, because, you know, Tzom Gedalia. So, extra time to travel time. and then that Monday, Be'ez Hashem before Yom Kippur, hopefully as well. And then we have the Sukkot break. And then we come back when? On Sukkot is Monday. Will the Yom Tov tomorrow on Monday, Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday.
Wednesday is
the official travel day.
When's our first
official Wednesday? We'll talk about it. We have time to discuss.
What? So when's our
first Bechina? I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
First,
it's
the last one.
We'll get to it. Everything at its right time. Okay, but the thing I do recommend is to chazer as we go along, because then it just builds up, and then it becomes a lot, and try to take the bechinas as we go along, so you won't have to come to me in 2-3 years from now and say, the Chag HaSmicha is coming up, and I still didn't take the Nida bechina, and the Avelis bechina, and the Taruvis bechina, and this bechina, and that bechina. So you do it as you come along, it all works out. It's a good lesson for life in general, to do things b'zman, u'mesuder, and let's see, so, okay. Yedias HaTarovus. So there is a fascinating halacha. It's so fascinating that the question is, does it really exist? Now, some things are so fascinating that you have to wonder whether they exist or not. Okay? So that's what it's going to be over here. It's such a fascinating halacha that we have to see whether it exists. Well, this is the halacha of Yedias HaTarovus. So some poskim say the following, and I'll tell you, it's fascinating, and it's so fascinating we have to wonder whether it really exists or not. And that's the following. Say we discussed a case where we had two McDonald's, one McDonald's, right, and then it got mixed in together, had betrayed the bottle. But say there was no, say a person, they didn't realize that there was a tarovus. They didn't know it was a tarovus. And it was batel, and then it got mixed together, and there was no yidia. But the reality is, there was a tarovus. In other words, the guy thought that all three were kosher. He didn't realize that one was kosher, and one was treif and two were non-kosher. He had no idea that the tarovus existed, because he thought he had three kosher pieces in front of him. In reality, he was still okay, because he had two and one, but he thought he had three. So there was no what we call yidias hatarovus. He didn't know there was a dover issa there. So some poskim say that a t'nai in the bittel is that you need yedias hatarovus. If you don't have yedias hatarovus, then it's not bittel. And it's not bittel. And therefore, if you thought you had, you had three pieces of meat, and you went to, say, all to McDonald's, you went to all one kosher store, you got all three, and it turned out that one shipment had treif meat, and by mistake there was a treif piece of meat there, but you didn't know about it. You didn't know about it. So you would think, it's bottle. So no. So the shita and the poskim, the shach, whatever, we'll see, says that if there was no knowledge that there was a dover issa there, then, and you thought it was all kosher, so you ate all three, so there was no bittel, and taki you didn't have erev b'shogeg. Because the chalos bittel is dependent upon the yediyah. If there's no yediyah, there's no bittul. That's a bechiddush. Because mehechi teisi. Words, I understand you need rov to have bittul. And like Rav Shechter said, you need rov heter miyadisser, and it can't be nikur. Obviously, if it's nikur, then it's not a tarovus. You just take it out, right? But this new idea, this new tenai, that without yediyah, there's no bittul, seems to be a chiddush. We'll have to see who says it and where they get it from. But that's the starting point. That there's this new idea that b'li yediyah ain't bittul.
Wouldn't it make sense, because we spoke about bittul b'rov takes place in our minds, that's the case, then we would need yediyah in order to bring that into effect. Or else in the abstract, the bittul doesn't work anyway.
Right. Lach b'lach also, yeah. That's true what you're saying. But say lach b'lach, you would say the same thing, even though in that case the bittul takes place in the mixture. But, okay. And the nafkamina would be, in the case where you didn't know, and in the end you were okay. You had the rov on your side. You had the rov on your side. Would you still go ahead and say that it's batul or not? So this shita says no. That b'li bittul, b'li yediyah, there's no bittul. There's no bittul. And if you want to take a look in the Shach on page 13, so we had the din and kuf tests at base yovish be yovish, right? And we passed like the Rashba that you have to eat it. So the Rashba, the Mechaber writes in Beis, Yovish b'Yovish in his Bashal Chabetrei, in Bashal Kulam Keechad Afil Lechol Kolechad B'Fnei Atzmo Aser. Right, if you mevashal it, you can't do it, because then now you're eating, it's like you're eating it Kulam Keechad. Amen Shishim. Im Rotzol Vashim Yachad Ein Sham Shishim Mutol. Okay, so then he says the Shach Sif Katan Bay Yud Beis Mil Vashlam Bishtei Kederes Shari Vavil Bishlam Bishtei Kederes Kodem Shenoda Atarov Is Mutal Ochma Machakach. Right, in other words, if you cook them, you don't cook all three in one. So you cook in like the Shach L'Shitaso, that as long as you have a Tliya, that Vaday, there's no Issa there, so then it's okay. But he says like this, third line, Ophiani is daiti, had the matter rashba boshal bshtek there's haimishum the cave in the node of in his battle, Minatora, Gamidra Bonbarov, and Foshal Biachar also Mishum Khazar Yusuf and Sarev him heter. Fekushari sur. So the Rashba says that you need Yediyas Atarovas first. If you didn't have Yediyas Atarovas, so then even what? Even if you mevashel b'shtei kederus, it's going to be aser. Because the whole idea of shtei kederus is that you need a din tliya. But that the pashtus is a din derabanan, that you need a din tliya. But first you need the bittul d'oraisa. So if you don't have the bittul d'oraisa, you didn't get the first base yet. So if you didn't know, you didn't have any, and then you mevashel shtei kederus, you aser everything. Because you don't have shishim. So if you have three pieces of meat, and then you took two and put in one kadeira, another piece in another kadeira, and you cooked the two together and one together. So there was no bittul. So now you have a possibility that was one tray from one culture, one piece in one kedera. You don't have shishim, one connected one. But if you had yediyas atarovas, then it's bottle. But then there's a din, you have to eat them separately. So then separately, according to the shach, means as long as you can be toile, that the issa is someplace else. So if you cook them all together, three at once, then the issa is all going to be there. And any of the katich you eat is going to be issa. But if you cook them separately, then it's okay. But if you didn't have any idea, then it doesn't work. If you didn't have any idea, there was no bittul. So if a person doesn't know that something is strafe, that, right? So then there was no bittul. And therefore you remain with an issa. That is the shach's opinion. That yediyas hatarov is a tenai bittul. Now, yeah, Moshe. Where is it?
In the first line, it says
there shari, the first line?
Yeah, and then the next.
Tafilu bishlam kederos, kodem shenoda tarovus mutal ochel machakach. Shere harash b'machmi b'shebishl v'yach nafil bishlam achash shenoda tarovus.
He's arguing that.
Yeah, he's arguing that. That's the Bach. Atkom loshen ha-Bach. So the Bach says not that way. Bach says not that way. Right. And then the Shach says, no. You have to start off with Yediyas HaTarovus. Then you get the Bittul Dorais. Then there's a Din Derabanan that even when you're eating the Chatichas, you can't eat. You always have to be able to be told that maybe the issue is someplace else. Now, Mehechi tastes such a thing. Why should that be? Stam Xeris Hakosov? Now, I didn't show you yet where does Shach get this from. So that's a big hinge. Big hinge. So we're working backwards a little bit. But that's pedagogically, that's how I want to present it to you. I want to tell you the chiddush of the Shach. And now, I'm working backwards. You're not supposed to do it this way. But pedagogically, we're going to do it this way.
What's that word?
L'shem teaching. Presenter. Okay. So now I'm going to tell you a chiddush of the Shach. And now we're going to go to Rav Shimon Shkop and say a svara. And then we'll see what the makoros are. Okay? You're not allowed to do it this way, but we're going to do it this way. Rav Shimon Shkop from our yeshiva, Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav David Lifshitz, Rabbi Rosh Shiva, Rav David Lifshitz was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop. Hinei kifishin is by leil delo no dot haruvus ain a bittul chal gamen ator keshitas hashach of a pri chodesh. Aval time of the milsa lo pirshulonu. Meizet tamu lo mani bittul barov kodam a yedia. Vinir lani as daiti kevin di yisod ha bittul shechit shetora hu meisu muur behetiv no la nasofik al kol echad shema hu eiser. Fag deizeh misnage koach eiser shal miyot bekoach heter shal rov. This is exactly what Brian said. Mamish. Mechavin. Mamish exactly to the T. The Mechavin
to Shimon Shkop.
I'll
take it. He says that what by Yovish B'Yovish, what makes something a taruvus? I always gave the example, you can have a piece, three pieces of meat, one in Wyoming, one in South Dakota, and one in West Orange. And as long as that's my suffix. It's all what is in my doubt. I'm in my mind, that's the tarovus. So if you don't know about it, you didn't shop a tarovus. Because by yovish b'yovish, it's not that it's physically mixed, it's mixed in my mind. It's a mix-up in my mind. It's a mix-up. Nothing's mixed up. There's a piece here, and a piece here, and a piece here. Separate, disjoint pieces. They're not mixed up. I just don't know which is the kosher, which is not. But they're not physically mixed up. I just don't know which is which. So if I don't have the knowledge that there's, if I think that three pieces are, I know I bought three pieces and I sent one to this city, one to that, this place. And I think they're all kosher. So I don't have any, there's no taruvus even. Because the taruvus is in the mind. But once I know, that creates a taruvus. But then, Reb Shimon Shkop says what Michael was saying. So you could say that's the pshat by Yovish B'Yovish. That's the pshat in Yedias HaTaruvus. But Lach B'Lach, there, it's physically mixed up. So then the taruvus exists because there's a mixture. So basically, Brian said what Reb Shimon originally said. And then Michael's kasha is Reb Shimon's kasha. You see, if the din of Yediyah was only by Yavish B'Yavish, this would be a good pshat. Maybe it's still a good pshat. But it would be the pshat. The only pshat. But now that we know the din of Yediyah L'chor is even by Lach B'Lach, so then you don't need the Yediyah to make a Tarovus. So then it's more difficult to say that this is the... You could say maybe there's one din of Yediyah by Yavish B'Yavish and the one din of... Alach B'Lach has a different reason for Yediyah. You could maybe say like that, but Pashas is if it's one swooping din of Yediyah, it's probably one still Yisod. So then, what's the Yisod? Aleinu Lomar the Kodem Yediyah Chosah Prat Hasheni Shebisod Din Abitul Shu Inyan Hanigud the Cholzman Ein Taruvus Nogei LeEzed Din Ein Amin Menaget Kud Lum Larov. There was bittul is his nagdus. Rov heter miet iser. Say so. Let me say like this. In other words, but what makes something his nagdus? You see, if you have physical differences, say I have two different pieces of meat of food. One tastes this way, one tastes that way. So I understand what the clash is. You're a chef, so you got to know how to cook. So it shouldn't be a clash in the food or whatever. So you taught how to cook. So the ingredients mixing together, harmoniously. But this is halachic. In other words, the fact that the meats are the same. Well, just one was shechted, one was not shechted. So what makes the clash? In other words, bittul is a clash between rov heter and miat iser. It's a clash. But what makes the clash? What makes the clash is that I have a shaila. I know there's a problem. So the Torah says, follow the rov. The Torah is responding to my halacha query. What do I do in a mix-up? So then the Torah says, so in order for bit to kick in, you have to have had a shiloh, or at least a potential shiloh. If you don't know there's a question, then you don't have a... There's no isnagdus, because the Isser and Heter are all about that, what he calls it, like Rav Shechter explained, it's a hanhoga. It's telling you what to do when you have when you have this shaila. But if there's no yediyah, there's no shaila, so then maybe the bittul doesn't set in. It doesn't, because it's not there to respond to an issue that's being raised, and then the Torah automatically says, so it's not like I have to go to the rabbi and ask him. The Torah already said it, the Torah clicks the button by for you and says, bin bittul. But if there's no knowledge, so then the click of the Torah of Rove wouldn't apply. Because it's a hanhoga, which is coming, the Torah is coming to respond to a problem. But if there's no problem, then the Torah doesn't give the solution. The Torah, you know, it's more nevuchim, the person who's a novach, so the Torah is more to you what to do. You're not a novach, so then,
that's
so therefore he says, and that probably therefore is the din even by yavish b'yavish also.
Uh-huh.
Whereas he doesn't want to, he says, once you say that the din is applied lach b'lach, you could say, let's keep Brian and Svara, and we can give the, but it's more likely that it should be one Svara to accomplish both. So then he says, he thinks maybe this is the Svara.
First thing, it's not no get to the person if he doesn't know. I mean, Lamais, even if he doesn't know, still did a, it was still a mice and Issa did. He's still a double tray father. He knows now, he knows when he goes up to Shemayim. He ate a number of Asim. He needs Kapar.
Right, 100%.
So why is Bittul only a response?
Bittul is a response because the Bittul is telling me on Hanhaga. See, if I don't know, then Hanhaga means this is what the Torah is saying you should do. B'mokum shaila, b'mokum suffik. So Hanhaga is a response to a problem. If I don't know I had the problem, then the Hanhaga doesn't set in.
And after I know, then it, because we said last time from Shimon that it's, the Mamash changes it. Meaning it's like a Birur type. So only after I know, after I do the Hanhaga, then it turns into a Birur.
Then the Torah is saying that the Hanhaga is, we view it as if it's...
So even if Eliyahu Novi comes and says, this is the Aser one, and I ate all three.
Right.
I thought he came because it's, but the Birur only happens once... It's a
right, so that's right. So that's what the that's why you did a tarovus, because the Torah
is still no get to his neshama.
It's still no get to his neshama,
but
it's
but it's
a hanhoga, because we know that for sure it's there. It's definitely there.
Right.
So the Torah is saying, I'm going to teach you what to do in the case where you don't know. This will, so you could say, so why should it be a difference? I don't know. It's still no geya to me.
Right.
I'm still eating it. It's still no geya to klape shemaya. But the Torah is for klape arts. In other words, the Torah is saying this din of bittul sets in because you have this shaila, this problem. So this is the way the Torah says the chukosai teilechu. This is what you should do. This is what you should fear. You could eat it. But if I don't have a question, then that's why, one second, I agree with you. Deep down, I agree with you. I'm just, in other words, that's the way I start the shear off. It's such a chiddush that you need yediyah to make the bittul, that the question is it really true? In other words, we're trying to give you svaris,
And we saw that the Shach says that if you don't have any idea, you didn't know that the Dover is there, then the Pitl wasn't Chal, that's the Shach Shita. So, and that's a Din D'Oraisa according to the Shach. So we're trying to understand
Mechitesi. Does this apply to right now we're talking so far about Mamash Pitl, you all three together. Is this by Aslin and Basar Ruba as well? That if I find a piece of meat or whatever all the cases of robes the Gemara has, that's only if I know what the robe is?
No.
So let's say
no, this is then in your
deal. So then I should know how to know.
In other words,
I find a piece of meat. I don't know how many kosher.
Well, there.
I eat it, and then it happens to be. Oh, look! I locked that. There are 9 kosher, 1 trip. Right. So I'm saying by a zinon on Basaruba.
No, but the question. So I'll tell you like this.
It's more of a
hanok. No, I'll tell you. The idea could be, in other words, as long as people know, even if you, because everyone knows how many kosher, so you might not know. So you look in the directory of how many butcher stores there are in your community and you'll see. In other words, the question is, does Yidia mean Yidias Atzmi or even Yidias Acher? So by the butcher stores you probably have we'll see.
Because the Rashba, if you hold, in this case is only brought in Ramin all three, but if we're really Rashba people, right, that I can't eat all of them together.
Right.
So really, when I'm eating one after another, I really don't need to rely on Bito, because I'm really just philosophizing on Zil Basaruba. It's only when I want to eat all three together that I really have to rely on Bito Baro.
No.
Because if I have three kosher, three things, two are kosher, one is treif, so then whenever I take one, I'm really...
Yeah, but you're taking... Maybe you're taking Minah Kavua then.
No, but it's not Nikur, which is which.
If you hold Kavua, it has to be Nikur and Koma.
It's all mixed up. The same case, but I just know one is treif. So when I take it, if I'm not a Rosh person, I'm a Rashba person, when I take one, I'm saying...
That's the din d'rabbanan.
Okay, but lemaisa, if I'm doing it, whatever reason I'm doing it, I just only have to come onto zeal. I don't have to come onto maybe me d'rabbanan. I'm doing it that way, but lemaisa, I only have to come onto zeal. But I don't have to come onto bittul barov until this case of sif beis of cooking it together.
Say a Jew doesn't know as much about him. He's working in a restaurant, whatever. He's working in a restaurant. Theoretically, he wants to go, he doesn't know anything. He needs to help his car. Something falls in. He knows it falls in. He's watching it fall in. He has pure idea. He has no idea what the halakha is. He has no idea what the chatzar was, what there was, whatever. The Shabbos is saying this is still that little.
Let's go slowly. Okay, so this is the Shach's did that you need Yidia, and this is a possible Hesber. Okay, possible Hesber. So where does it say? So now let's go back. Now let's work our way back. So where does it say that there's a din of Yidia? So there is a Mishnah in Shumos. Perek Hey, Allah Ches, page 1. The din is that Truma is Batel Echad B'meya. Now we know that Truma has another din, that it's when it's Min B'mino, it's Batel Echad B'meya. Normally, Min B'mino Midaraisa is Batel Barov, and Midarabanan you need Shishim. So by Truma, it's a Chiddush, you need Meya. And then there's another din by Truma that you Sarich Laharim. Right, you have to take one or else it'll be Gezel HaShevet. Right, Rashi was Mechadesh that even by other things Sarek Laharim. But okay. So saw Truma Shenafel Lameya. So it fell in to Meya. So that's good. And then another saw fell in. So originally you were great. You had one to Meya. It was good. Now you have two to Meya. That means you only have one to 50 now. So now it's no good. So the question is, do we say, well, once the first one fell in, it was batel, so it's gone. And now when the second one falls in, you're good, because you also have, you'll have one against 101. What do we say? That the two will now mitzarf, and then you'll have only meyak, two keneged meyak, and you only have one to 50. So that's the Mishnah. Such rumor should not fall in the meyak. For he speak la hagbiya at shenofla acheres harezu asura. So the first opinion says it's also because you view the two together and it's now you have 2 and 100, so that's only 1 to 50, so you don't have meyak. Reb Shimon matir, and Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says that one you fell in, it's batal. Now you have another one, it'll also be batal. So take a look. In the Tosefta, on page 3. Says that, so Tosefta says such rumor shenoflu lameya. Lo speak like via shenoflu acher. So raise a sur. Reb Shimon Mati. I'm lo Reb Shimon be medva mumurim. Bizman shelo yodaba vechakach noflu. Yodaba vechakach noflu acher. So raise a muteris. So it says this whole machlokes says the Tosefta is when there was no yediyah. So since there was no yediyah, you didn't know till afterwards. You didn't know that it fell in, so therefore there was no bittul. So therefore, once the second one falls in, and then you find out about both of them, so now you have 2 in 100, and now it's that's why the opinion says first the Tanakhama says it's us, because you didn't have a bittul because there was no yediyah. So this whole din. The Tosefta says this whole machloikis is because there was no yediyah. That's why the Tanakhama says asura. But if there would have been a yediyah, then kuli alma lo pligi, that it would have been mutter. And the Bartanura quotes this. The Bartanura, you know, always says all the things. I mean, Bartanura usually just says things based on other mafarshim. He just says in a very concise way. That was the. You know, the Kahati of its time, the Bar Tanura. And then people, you know, then they had other different communities, more Mizrahi communities, they used Kahati. In other communities, there's Mishnaya Siyata Dishmaya, or Shmaya Greenbaum, which is an excellent Mishnayas for people who are in a different community. They use those Mishnayas. Okay, so as long as you're learning Mishnayos, it's good. Okay, so that's the source of Yediyah. Based on this Tosefta, and then there's Yerushalmi as well. That also says that's talking about just about the he discusses the concept of yediyah. You show me here on page 5. Oh, so the Shach is Gevaldik. He has a Mishnah. That's good. You have a Mishnah. You have a Mishnah, and you have a Tosefta. What could be better? You have a Mishnah. You have a Tosefta. You have Yerushalmi. Ganz good, right? And look in the Rush. Let's look in the Rush also, on page 7. So he says, "Me the Rabbi Shimon Nishma, the second Aaron, the Rabbanim b'shari surim the lobo or Rama." You see, he says a different word here. He says, the Rush. He says a little bit differently that there was Yediyah. There was Yediyah. So why isn't Yediyah good enough? Why isn't Yediyah good enough? So he says, because by Truma, there's a special din, Shtarich Laharim. So it could be that Chazal said that if you're not Marim, then we put your din Bittul on hold. So since, in other words, really, once it fell in, he was supposed to be Marim, but he wasn't Marim. So therefore it's din bittul on hold. But if what? But if it's not in other Yisurim, not like Rashi, that you don't need to be Meirim, then Yediyah enough would be the sole thing. And in other words, the only reason why, there was not like we said before the whole Mishnah's talk about that there was no Yediyah. If there would have been Yediyah, then it would have been okay. The Rashi is saying no. Rush is saying no. That there was Yediyah. There was Yediyah. But you weren't Meirim. And that's why there's a machlokes. The question is, Tzarech Laharim, so how far did Chazal go with Tzarech Laharim? Did they say, until you Meirim, the Chalos Bittul won't be Chal, or not? So that's the machlokes. But if it's other Yisurim that fall in, they say whatever the Nishishim, whatever it is, and one falls in, another falls in, and you don't have to be Meirim. So then, as long as Yediyah, that will be okay. But Yediyah is still the okay. So the Shach is Givaldic. You have a Mishnah, you have a Tosefta, you have a. So what's the problem here? So the problem is, as others point out, as Rabbi Tuchman once discussed, others, that it could be that this Mishnah, you have to be careful when you learn from a Mishnah. You know, the Gemara in Sotah doesn't like when you paskin from a Mishnah. The Balei Olam, those that paskin from a Mishnah. So it could be no. It could be it's not true. There's no such thing. As I told you, it's such a chiddush, and we have to find a svara. And Rav Shimon is the man. You know what they say about Rav Shimon, like Rabbi David Harv from point out. People, it was said as shtickle critique, whatever. Rav Shimon, the Irish time of the crawl. Rav Shimon in the Gemara was the one who's always finding reasons. So the people that were critics of Rav Shimon Shkok, they say, oh, like Rabbi David Horowitz pointed out, they're saying, oh, Rav Shimon's Dorish time of the Krah, because in the Brisk theology, it's all about what, not about why. Like Rabbi David Horowitz pointed out. And Rav Shimon Shkok is what? Is about why, as Rabbi Horowitz pointed out. So in the Brisk language, you're not supposed to ask why. You're only supposed to say, you know, ask what, not why. And that's why that's this whole Rav Shimon is trying to say why, but what, why? But the question is, maybe there's not even a what. Maybe the whole din doesn't apply. It's not so. The Hainu, and we'll see some point out, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, that maybe this whole din of Yediyah, it's not to say that there's no bittul when when there's a yidia. Of course there's bittul. Lamaise, it's there. Then maybe we can be mechalik between you. But even without, the din of yidia is needed when there are two nefilos. When there are two nefilos. And then we have to say, do we view it as if it fell in at once? Would we view it as two separate nefilos, and therefore it's already bota? So to that, perhaps he needed din of yediyah. In other words, one could say, argue with the shach, and say the whole din doesn't exist. The whole din of yediyah doesn't exist. The whole din yediyah was only said when in a hechitensa of shtei nefilos. And now we have to say, do we view the shtei nefilos as one, or do we view the shtei nefilos as two separate things? And therefore, it'll be bata. That's the question. But maybe in a case where there's no shnei defilos, simple case of a bittul, two McDavids, one McDonald's, and I thought I got all kosher, and it turns out that one of this. Say I went into two different kosher stores and one. And one treif store. So I bought three pieces of meat. One, two, three. So I thought I had two kosher for myself and one for the animal. And it turns out that one of the kosher stores I went, that day they had a treif delivery by mistake. And I didn't know about it. And then I ate them all. So there was no yediyah. So according to the shach, so there's no bittul. But maybe no. Maybe there is bittul. Maybe yediyah is not a din in the chalos bittul. Maybe yediyah is only a din of what? Of to be mechalik nefilos. But if it's nefila achas, mehechit hesim. And if you look in the you look in the Mishnah Rishona from the bottom, so he says Perish Rav the Nodol Ben Time Poligi Vahav Matir Reb Shimon Heinu Betol Sefta Kachas of Rash Velishna the Masnitzim Sayelai Delo Ibiya Lokatani Elo Hispik Lagbiya. Mashmash's Pashup Shad is that there was Yediyah. But it was Lohispik Lagbiya. Mashmash Isa Daito Lagbiya of Lohispik. Kamok Lokatani Tana Hach Dina Bechol Shari Sur, Mashmash Dafka Betruma, the Medina Tsarach Lahari. Kokam the Lahumak evil is battle, Lahurim Dan. Holy Sum Shame Tsarach Lahari. Modim Chacham the Yediyah Bentayim Materis. In other words, this whole thing is Begabe two nefilos. But maybe this whole thing doesn't exist to any other Isser. And Yediyah maybe is only relevant for to be mechalik nefilos. And then, if that would be the case, then this whole halacha. So, because we're making a new halacha here. So the shach is making a new thing that you need yediyah. So maybe not. Maybe the whole lahadam, the whole din doesn't exist. That's why I start off saying it's such a chiddush that maybe you can question the chiddush. Now the Bach in a certain sense did, because the Bach, that's how the shach started off, quoting the Bach. Yeah, you see the Bach inside on page 12. He says that you can, according to the Rashba, so So you could bevashel. You have to bevashel shtei kederes, so you'll have a taliya. But even if you didn't have a idea, even if you didn't have a idea, feel bishul beis kederes kodem should know that harov is mutar lachlam. That would also be okay, because Baram Shik says. So what's pshat in the Bach? So you could say maybe the Bach. You see, maybe the Bach holds that the din of Noda is only in the Rabbanan, or maybe you could even say more. Maybe the din doesn't. Well, it's mashu that he brings the din of Noda. Is he saying that Noda is only? The Maram Shuk wants to say that maybe the Shach agrees to the Bach. The Bach agrees to the Shach that there's a din of Yediyah. It's just the din of Yediyah is only din de Rabbanu. It's not that the whole din d'oraisa. In other words, the Shach is saying that not only is there a din of Yediyah for the Chalos Bittul even in one Taruvus, but it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. So maybe he wants to say, the Maram Shuk is saying in the Bach, maybe it's only a din de Rabbanu. So the d'oraisa it is Bittul. So then the idea can come later. Or maybe one could say, this one someone to say, maybe it's not even maybe it's not even a din. Forget that it's not a din d'oraisa. It's not even a din d'rabbanan.
The Rambam quotes
Yediyah,
right? We're all going on a Rambam. Who quotes the din of Yediyah?
Yeah.
So
if Yeshomim, they know that Atarovus, Kodim should respond, Yachal Kol Shari, they close him in the Sari Mechashim, this battle be Yavish.
But do you ever find the Machaber bringing this down? Meaning, this is like a fundamental thing in Bittul, right? The Bittul doesn't happen until it's the Yavish.
The case is in Machaber.
So do you ever have like
the spoons?
But even here, even in Kovset, the Machaber never reads a word about.
Right.
About
Yediyah.
Right. So only,
if
we say that
Machaber. Maybe Machaber, in other words, the Machaber only uses Yediyah in cases of two dips. Two dips. So it's a Mechalik. In other words, that's according to Pasha Pshat.
So I'm saying, if we say that really this is a Machaber or nothing?
Maybe, in other words, Rabbi Tzachos point, yeah, maybe the Mechaber never, maybe, those we do find the word Noda in the Mechaber in halachas when you have two things fall in, one after the other. And then you want to know, do we view them together or do we view them as two separate entities? It was already bottled. But it's true, like Rabbi Tzachos says, I don't know if we ever find in the Mechaber this idea that, because it could be, like Rabbi Tzachos is insinuating, that maybe the whole thing doesn't exist in the Mechaber's mind.
And instead of the Pre-Chodesh taking on the Ramah, it could be like the Mechaber. The
Mechaber taking on... Right, the Ramah here has the din of Yediyah, even with one thing. And the Shach and the Bach, so the Maram Shik saying, well, the Bach says you can Mevashel even Kodem Yediyah. So how could you do that? In other words, Kodem Yediyah wasn't bottom in Adoraisa, so then once you Mevashel, then you had one to negative one, and then you messed the whole thing up. So that's why the Maram Shuk says, okay, he holds from Yediyah for Bittul, but only Midrabon. And the Shach holds it's a Din d'oraisa. But the third possibility is, like Rabbi Tog was saying, is that the Din doesn't exist. The Din doesn't exist. Ah, it does exist. Only exists in the context of when you have two Nefilos. And you want to say, do you mitzarif the two? What do you say? No, this was already Bittul already. Yeah, that's the mission. That you can't disagree.
No, but the mission might just be true because it's like a higher mission.
Right. Right. But
No, but
that's only because Tzarek Laharim, that's why maybe it is not good enough. But by other Yisurim, like the Rosh says, by other Yisurim, that Zoyin and Tzarek Laharim, you might at least need a Yediyah to Mechalek between the two Nefilos. But that's Beferish and the Mechaber will learn that Mechaber speaks about if you take a milk spoon and you stick it into the fleishik, and then you had a Yediyah, so you stuck it in twice, so you have to Mevatel the shear of two spoons or only one spoon, right? So there's a discussion of yediya, low noda, no yes noda.
He never says it by the first spoon.
Right, he never speaks about it. Right. So it could be that the whole, in other words, that's what I said, it's such a chiddush. And, you know, if you always thought, like Rav Shekhar always says it over to Dover Pashut, but, you know, that there's a yediya. But that's only if you say like the Shach, but it could be that not everyone clearly not everyone agrees to the Shach. We have the Bach, and then Rabbi Talkman saying now, maybe the Mechaber is a step even further than that. That there is no concept of it. And that's why we had to work so hard to understand it. Maybe you don't have to work so hard, and maybe it doesn't exist. You know, work and work less. Ike? So we'll have to see when to apply the rest of Chos of Aneir.
Well, in the packet, I saw in the Creative Photos who likes the Philip Din, the Metallic Din.
Yeah.
So he talks about
Chos of
Aneir.
Yeah.
So he says,
right.
And then the Finos would say it up to that.
Yeah. Now, if you look in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi has whole discussions about Yediyah. So take a look on page 5. Pshitish yidiyaso matarasu, yidiyas chaveru masher tatiru. Whereas, is yidiyah enough? Do you have to have the yidiyah? Say your friend knows, but you didn't know. Is that also yidiyah? Yidiyah safik mal. Well, what if you don't know for sure that's a problem, but you know that there's maybe a problem? Is that good enough? Those are all the questions within. So the Yerushalmi, you know, has a whole thing about Yediyah. But again, the Mark Yedisle, when to apply Yediyah. Rav says that maybe these only in the Rabbanan. Take a look here on page 15. Then the Darkei Tshuva, you should know, but there's a sefer called the Darkei Tshuva. Okay? Who's the Darkei Tshuva? Page 16. What? The father of the Munkach. The father of the Minchas Alazar was the Darkei Tshuva. He was his father, the Darkei Tshuva, then there was the Minchas Alazar. And then one generation skipped, and then the present Munkach Rebbe. So there was the son-in-law of the Munkach Rebbe, who didn't become the Rebbe. He was more Zionist, whatever. He was so that was the Rebbe, and then the present Rebbe learned in Telz. Like the Spinker Rebbe who was here the other day, he also learned in Telz. He's younger than the Munkach Rebbe. So he wrote a compendium on Yerodea, quotes different tshuvas. So he quotes a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuv Tav Medas of Rav Shlomo Kluger. On page 18. It Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote many svarim. I heard from I think Rav Shlomo Beigeleisen said once that Rav Shlomo Kluger would be writing 5-6 hours a day. Right. That's why we have so much written material from Rav Shlomo Kluger. I told you the story. When I first bought the sefer from Rav Shlomo Kluger on Brachos, came out, I was excited. I bought a sefer from Brachos, Rav Shlomo Kluger. Then I came home, and I saw Brachos. It's only Parshas Brachos. And then there's... So then I started, you know, it's too much. The library, they have the whole thing. They have the Brachos volume, the Noach, Lech Lecha. You know, then there's another sefer called Imre Shefer that's also two volumes from Rav Shlomo Kluger on the whole Torah. But the Chochmah Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger is on every sefer per parsha. So you need a lot of space for that. So I couldn't continue my purchases of that sefer. You know. And he wrote also a lot in halacha as well. Shlomo Kluger is a very chashuv person. Okay, so what does he say? Aldar Sheiloso. Or vakesh shiyoy ine bima shani novach ze kama odos hashochid ubodek shishin vav beis shochid ubodek. There was the shochid in the name shalokim regal achas betavis v'shvat umin hogem lahashlik echad lavashal anusor. Because when they would check the animals, they would usually throw away one of the animals. So what's the pshat? Leah David, because the question is like this: you check the animals, and then say you find a trefa in one of them, but then you don't know where. Then you took the meat out, and then you don't know. So one of the animals was treif. So where's that meat for that animal? So he says like this. And he says there was no yediyah. Because if they would find treif, so they'd say it's bottom. They would say it's bottom. And therefore, say they cooked with it. But maybe so they found one of the animals treif. But they don't know now which one it was. And now they took meat and they cooked it. So now, and they're not, so the chor, they should kasher the kalim because it wasn't batel. But they didn't kasher the kalim. Because they only found out, whereas if I have meat and then you check the lungs later and you found treif, so I don't know which meat to which lungs. And they wouldn't kasher the kalim. So he wants to say, well, how did they do this minhag to do it like this? So he wants to give a limud chus on the minhag. So he says, the shach says you need yediyah. It's not bato. So he says, the shach is only talking about a case where a person had lo ala alada, second line, page 19. Ulaye bezet trefa. So there was no havamina. The zebeli yidias adam in a bottle. But over here, Abu Zed, the gam kodim yidias a treifa all al day to shem yibehem treifa. Became in yibehem treifa yisbatel barov. Tach machshu derechem yidin yovish beres. But here, what they do is, after they shech, they throw one away. This will be the seal azazel. If there's a treifa, so we're throwing away one away. We'll toila on this one. So Lemaisa, when they did that, they didn't know yet that there's a treifa. They didn't check yet. And they already, you know, the shochtim already took, they did shchita, and they took one, and they took some food to eat. And in other words, they shecht a bunch, they throw one out, and then they go for lunch. And then later on in the day, they find treif. So is it a question that wasn't batel, and then maybe they should have to kasha the keli? They don't do that. So what's the heter for this minute? So he says, well, since they had in mind that maybe this is treif, haraya, they threw one away, that's like a suffix idea that's good enough. Shol mechadim koch a suffix it's batel. No, you gotta act. There's thoughts without actions. Thoughts without actions. Garnished. The Ramban wrote a sefer Emunah Bitochon. Not only the Chazon Ish, but the Ramban. And he says Pshat in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Im Ta'iru, Im Ta'oru, Es Ha'ava Asher Techpots." Because if you have his horus, so then you got to do something. Asher Techpots, until it comes into a physical. You can't just. You know, you say you love your wife, but you don't do anything. You say you love this. You say you gotta do maisa, or else you love Hashem, but you don't do anything. Ad shetechpatz. Same thing over here. You say maybe it's bittul. Okay. Then one last thing in Hilchos Pesach, in the Sarev Achametz Kodem Pesach Zabel Shishim. So the din is that Chametz is bottled before Pesach. But on Pesach it's also b'mashu. So the question is, what if it's a spatel before before Pesach? So once, but on Pesach is it chos of an eir? That's that mashu. So Mechaber says no, ain't a chos of an eir, because it was bottled before Pesach. We're not talking about something else falling in, because the din is, if something falls in on Pesach, it's also b'mashu. So what if something filled before Pesach, and now Pesach comes, we say, well, now it's... No, the answer is because it was a bottle already. It's a bottle. V'nogim kisvar rishona. V'chol taru v'shul lach b'lach. V'yadover yovish in its arev. V'sheyesh l'ochosh l'taru v'shul pashin of aliyayim. Okay, so then maybe not. So he has a piece here. This is the Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim is in the Sivas, his classical parish on Hilchos Pesach. So in the Biurim, he says, in Sapachtim, lo no darov tarovus atocha Pesach. What's the din if something fell in before Pesach, but you didn't have a yediyah, and you only had yediyah on Pesach? So would we say, lemais it fell in before Pesach, so maybe it's bottle? Or you say no, but you didn't have yediyah. Not having yediyah, maybe it's garnish. Nistapachim lo no da tarovus atoch pesach im chos avineir. The ikur pilpul shall ram pri chodeshim chomitz kol pesach double yisuv heder. Had the beheder came the field be yisuv heder. Lo no da tarovus ashen tosaf chos avineir. On the nira came in the gam sham harbi poskim sorvin the field below yediyah in a chos avineir. Gam yisuv heder kosam bchol advarim sheinam espatlam. Imam no la disa adachar tarovus im kain achanamit bchomitz bepesach. Tisem sarv achashesh. The asachomitz kvar nase isuv lo noda ala pesach lo shaych tam isuv hetu. So the isuv hetu says what? Because of the whole dvarim she'enim is batlim. Maybe no la ha isuv ad lachar Hatarovus, Miss Bato.
Okay, nach dem Abend kommen wir zu Pesach. Und wie sind Zahre Wacha Sheish, da ist Achomitz bei Nasser Isser, lo no da ara Pesach, lo shaykh tam Isser Veda. Ach, bich omoch, mich ist mich an der Post, sah wie dobi in Gidea.
So he says, maybe you can rely on the poskim below being in Yediyah. Or maybe a klal, or maybe he's referring to what Rabbi Tachman was saying, but he's admitting that not everyone, so maybe he says, maybe you can rely on the poskim that that you don't need Yediyah.
He's talking about Shai Asurim, so when it's the Bakal, it's not Isser.
He said, because Yisrael had this, says, what about something that didn't become osir until afterwards? It was already in the Tarovas, and then it became osir. Maybe it's... So there, he says, it's already in his batel before it became osir. So then he says, according to this Avhetim, the Shara of Achashesh, it's already Osir. So then, Pesach, but you didn't have Yediyah until Pesach, so then you can't say that because it's already Osir from before. But he says, at the end, you can be so meich on the poskim, the Sarvid will be in Yediyah. So even though, you know, the Shach is the Shach, it could be there on the poskim that disagree. And the Minchas Yaakov also talks about whether it's a din d'oraisa or not. So he seems to say similar to the Maariv Shik. Maybe it's only a din d'rabbanan, so then he could do the bishul first. So those are the three possibilities. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? Maybe it's a It's only a din by Shnei Nefilos. But this is a whole new idea. And if it's a din d'oraisa, so then if Shimon Shkup says you have to say a pshat. In other words, even the briskers, they say what, but you have to understand why also a little bit. You know. So he gives a pshat to explain. Brian gave a pshat. This, okay, so in the end, maybe Brian's pshat maybe should only work. But so he wasn't. But Havamin and Rav Shimon Shkup is also also good. Okay, so that's Yediyah Satar office. Okay, Bez Hashem, Wednesday, we can continue. It's Yad Tishmaya.